If you seriously need to save on groceries, and more for less is what you crave, Food City understands the struggle is real. That's why their high-quality store brands are such a great deal. Nobody does quality and savings like Food City.
All right, it's time for us. Time for us to play a little ball here. It's the Eric Haines Show on the Sports Animal, 99.1 The Sports Animal. We are brought to you by Food City, the official supermarket of the Vols and Lady Vol basketball.
Breaking Tennessee football news that we'll do after the game plan.
Oh, fun.
Breaking. Just tweeted a moment ago.
Breaking. Wah, wah, wah.
It's a Wednesday edition, though, the Eric Haines Show. We're rolling along here in the studio. And did you call and ask Josh Heupel for a loan yesterday?
Crossed my mind. We were right. We were spot on the whole time.
Nine had to be it.
Nine was the number. Yeah. I just went to, you know how you know it's a deal, though? So I just went to Long's to see Ruthie, and I got my scrambled eggs with cheese and my bacon for the boys. And a gentleman in there walked up to me and tapped me on the shoulder. He goes, really? Older gentleman. $9 million.
Well.
Should have been seven. And I was like, oh, I don't know about that.
You want to pay him less than Mark Stoops?
Heck no. He's better.
When you look at the list of who's making what in the SEC, there are coaches that are stealing. Mark Stoops is one of them. We'll talk about that and much more as we take a look now at the game plan. He effectively doubled his salary.
Because he went from
4.5-ish to 9-ish. I mean, that's okay. We're going to do a big topic Wednesday at 10. Is the contract high, low, or just right? I feel like we play that game a lot, but it's accurate. Is it just right, too high, or too low? Tyler Ivins is walking the halls with a baseball bat like he's Donnie Donowitz in a Quentin Tarantino movie I can't say the name of.
Glorious.
Yes.
Baby Bear's porridge, just right.
Yes.
Guys from Maryville in the movie.
Yeah. No, Maynardville.
Maynardville.
Yeah. Where exactly is that that you're from? Maryville, Tennessee.
Maryville, Tennessee.
Brad Pitt did a good man.
And I want my
scalps.
I didn't know if we could
say
that.
I'm going to get my scalps. No, you can say the scalps. You just can't say the second.
Inglorious.
Yeah. He's walking around with a baseball bat. Oblige him. Anyway, Josh Heupel can buy all the movies he wants. $9 million a year. It continues a long roll of success for Tennessee teams. Josh Ward went through the list yesterday of here's how Tennessee teams are doing right now. You know who else is going to get a raise? Don't know when. It's going to happen, though. Danny White.
Does he deserve one maybe as much or more than anybody?
Yeah, I mean, and we talked about it back when he got hired. The other sports at UT, for the most part, it started in a good place. You knew you were going to have to do something with the track program, and he did, and all of a sudden, they're much better. Everybody else, though, it was going to be very easy for him to focus on fixing football right away because everybody else was in a good spot, at least, except for track. Made a change there, and everybody else is still rolling. We'll dive into that coming up a little bit later on. SEC hoops tonight. Last night was a very ho-hum night, as we thought it would. Everything kind of went like it would. Vanderbilt had something for Kentucky in the first half, and then Kentucky pulled away right before halftime, and that was it.
Yep.
John Calipari blew off our buddy Alyssa Lang, though, at halftime.
Who blows off Alyssa Lang?
I don't.
I know Logan's upset about it.
Yeah, that was not. You don't. I don't know. Okay, would you rather, you're a sideline reporter, would you rather him get unnecessarily handsy on you like he did Holly Rowe in the Tennessee game?
That was so creepy.
Just.
Oh, if I'm a woman?
Yeah. If I'm anybody.
Anybody? I mean, but it's a little less weird, like if he put his hand on your shoulder. I probably just would have looked at his hand on my shoulder and been like you serious, dude?
What are we doing here?
You serious?
We'll do that. We'll have a Tennessee and Georgia preview tonight. And big picture. Are we in a golden era of Vol hoops? Mm. Mike Wilson from the News Sentinel had a number yesterday that suggests yes.
Hey, you want to hear something about what we did on the radio yesterday?
Yes.
I had numerous people that know radio type people that were listening to that and other people. And they all said we did a great job.
It seems patently ridiculous to talk about, but it was true. And as was pointed out to me later in the day, and I think because we were both on the side of there needs to be more visceral excitement, but actual excitement, Tennessee sold out several home games, and they have sold out the next three or three of the next four. It's not sold out yet tonight, though with students coming back, it's within a couple hundred. Texas, Auburn, and Alabama are already sellouts. Kentucky was sold out despite the fact that there are no students in town for it.
Hey, the end of the schedule for the Vols is legit.
And the students are back tonight, and I'm told that they've claimed more than 3,000 tickets for tonight.
Nice.
Good job, kids.
Good job, kids.
Huge. So we need the people that are going to be loud tonight, and especially on Saturday. Anyway, so we'll have all of that and much more over the next 3 hours here on the Eric Haines Show. And that's the game plan that's laid out for you by 42nd Street.
42st.com. Here's the deal. If you have a vested interest in a business growing, I don't care. Maybe you're a spouse of a business owner and you're listening right now. 42nd Street Design is the best bang for your buck to help grow your business and become more visible online. That's how people shop. Everybody knows that now. Like, we've been saying that for a couple decades now. It's true now. Literally everybody shops online for everything. No one just calls and says, sure, give me your services. They shop around. They call more than one company. They get online. They look at websites. They read Google reviews. They look at Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and every other avenue to get your message out there. Branding work by the best in the business is at 42nd Street Design. Find out more about what they can do for you with a free discovery meeting with the owner, Mike, and his team at 42nd Street Design, 42st.com.
All right, I teased it. I said we wouldn't wait. The smart radio thing to do is to say we'll break this on the other side, but I already did that. Tennessee has announced that there will be an orange and white game this year, and it will be on April 15th. Full details are still in development, but save the date. April 15th will be the orange and white game at Neyland Stadium. I don't believe there are going to be capacity restrictions. They are doing infrastructure work underneath the stadium in areas that were previously academic buildings. But they should have electricity, water, everything running in even those areas. So there should not be, at this point, any attendance or seating restrictions. They will know for sure a little closer to the date.
It could be 32 degrees, freezing rain, snow, and you know what's going to happen?
You're going to get at least 30,000.
People are going to go out there because they want to see a certain player play. I love this. Well, can we talk about this when we get back?
We can. 865-656-9900. You can call us and you can text us. That's coming up next on the Eric Haines Show on the Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
So, initial thoughts from Brian Rice on doing it.
People want to see some of the newcomers, maybe one in particular.
Not maybe one in particular.
Do you
Everybody wants to see him play. You know who wants to see him play in an orange and white game even?
Who's that?
Me.
Yeah.
Now I'll go watch him in practice and I'll learn more there. But now, I want to see how he does.
The negative of the date is that the baseball team's on the road. They're at Arkansas that weekend. And softball is also on the road that weekend. So there's not going to be much else going on that weekend on campus.
Why is that a negative?
Because I think you want to make it a big weekend that everybody can come to.
Okay.
I think you, ideally, you want a tentpole orange and white game around baseball, softball, track, tennis, whatever you can get people to come
They've
to.
They've done stuff like that in the past.
And make it a whole big weekend. But do you have to tell Josh Heupel to rearrange his whole schedule based around, you know, because you've got to deal with spring break. You've got to figure out how you want to approach having spring break in the middle of practice or and all of that. I've always said that I don't want my football coach to be hamstrung by the schedule. You hope it works out. But ultimately, he's got to come up with an entire spring practice schedule that leads up to a date, not we need to pick a date and he needs to deal with his schedule
that up makes until sense. Then.
Because, I mean, you've been through it with spring break in the middle of it. And I have no idea what time Tennessee spring break is.
You know who used to have a blast on spring break?
Eric Ainge.
Eric Ainge did.
I believe Tennessee spring break is March 13th through the 17th. Because, spoiler, softball is going directly from Columbia, Tennessee to Baton Rouge. So I think that means that's spring break. Good luck. So that means that we'll see what the whole spring practice schedule looks like, but really they probably do like a week before take spring break and then really clamp down when they come back from it.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see Nico. Everybody will want to come together for a celebration of Tennessee football. And then everybody will overreact to everything that they see in that celebration of Tennessee football.
And you know what? I can't wait for it. We're going to take the phone calls. Nico's going to go 11 for 13 for 200 yards and four touchdowns. And Joe Milton's going to go 10 for 16 for 160 yards and two touchdowns.
I hope Joe Milton hits all of his deep balls.
He's going to miss one. And the phones are going to light up with Nico's ready. But here's the thing. I'm coming around. I said this the other day. Mm-hmm. It's impossible not to talk about Tennessee football in the quarterback position and me not say this. But I think it's important. Nico's job in those 15 opportunities is to close the gap on mm-hmm. Joe Milton. He doesn't have to beat him out. It doesn't matter if he outplays him in a spring game. But he needs to close the gap. Playing well in front of all the fans, you know, that's part of closing the gap. It's a small part. What you do in practice is what matters.
Right.
But how you play in front of all those people, the first time you have an opportunity to prove to them, hey, this is a little different, because it is different. There's fans out there. It's not a game, but it's more than just a practice. So you do put a little more weight on it. If he goes out there and balls out all spring, then you're sitting there going, maybe Nico's not as good. Here's what I want Josh Heupel to say about Nico.
Mm-hmm.
I want Nico to go through spring practice and the first 8 to 10 practices in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I want Josh Heupel to say, Joe Milton is still the starting quarterback. He still clearly has Nico.
Mm-hmm.
But I no longer think Nico might need a red shirt. I think this kid might be ready to play. May not have to play him. But I want him to not play because Joe is good, not because Josh Heupel says, well, he's got a high ceiling, but he's not there yet. I would love for Josh Heupel to watch Nico develop over the next however many months that is, 7 months, 8 months.
Have that grin that he has.
And just cheesing, ready, going, this kid is way more ready to play than we thought he would be. It doesn't mean he's going to start. It doesn't mean he's going to play any meaningful snaps. He may only play mop-up time if Joe plays well. But the mentality, the closing the gap, this kid might get a red shirt. Hopefully, we're going to redshirt him because we can, not because we have to.
Okay, but if he's the backup, can you have any chance of redshirting him?
Well,
because you're going to, in my mind, you're going to have to add somebody else to the mix if you want to redshirt.
You're probably right.
Because you only get to play four games.
You're probably right.
And you would think in your four non-conference games, you would be able to play him some, maybe not Virginia.
Well, I hope Joe Milton stays healthy all year long and plays great. He deserves it. He's worked for it. He's earned it. I hope he does. But Nico's not the third string quarterback that you can look at and say, well, let's just play him in mop-up time, make sure he only plays in three or four games, and get him a redshirt.
If he's the backup, he's the backup.
He's the number two guy.
Yeah.
If Joe Milton tweaks his knee and can't play for two quarters, Nico's playing to win. You're not worried about a redshirt. So maybe we need to remove that part of the conversation a little bit. Maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't.
I think they are getting to they will be at the point where Nico is the backup. He may not be the guy that goes in if Joe Milton's helmet pops off. But you're right. I mean, how many quarterbacks in the country don't at least turn their ankle and have to miss a series or two? I mean, Joe Milton did it at Florida. That's how he lost his job. He turned his ankle and was out for two quarters, and then Hendon Hooker took the job.
And you could have a similar situation this year. Like I'm saying, I hope he stays healthy.
Yeah.
But if you, to your point, if you play the odds, percentages say there's a chance Joe Milton has to miss at least a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And if you're playing Nico in four non-conference games, and then he has to go play for a half here and a half there, then it's probably not realistic. Yeah, think about that. He's going to be the true number two quarterback.
865-656-9900 if you want to join us on the phones, on the text box as well. Doc says this: on the heels of his extension raise, was Heupel given a guaranteed four-year contract because of the situation he was coming into? Am I thinking of an NFL coach? Josh Heupel had certain contract stipulations in his original deal with UT that were based on if Tennessee faced significant sanctions from the NCAA. I'm told all of those were taken out when he renegotiated before this season, and that's one reason why he agreed to his new contract way back last January, but it wasn't announced until like right before the season.
That was the million dollar bump, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
And remember, we had questions about the timing because it was either right before the season or it was a week or two into the season. It had been agreed to way before that, but because of all the stipulations from his original contract, it took longer for it to be approved. This, I think, just completely resets everything. He earned it, right?
I think so.
We'll dive more into how much he deserves it coming up. 865-656-9900. Jacob is up next. Jacob, you're on the EA show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
What's up, man?
I want to talk about Bazooka Joe. You guys have been talking about him and Nico. This Nico guy, I've seen him throw the football. He's a legit five-star. I mean, Eric, don't you think the days of five-stars redshirting are kind of over? I mean, I expect maybe Heupel and his staff can talk Nico into sitting 1 year while Bazooka Joe takes the reins. And that's about it. This guy's going to be looking to start, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think, of course. I mean, Bryce Young did it at Alabama. It's not super uncommon. If you have a quarterback that's the clear-cut guy,
right. Then,
but so I think it's realistic that he's not going to play enough that you'd want it to count as a whole year. But when you're the number two guy, maybe it just doesn't happen like that.
And if he's as good as we think he is, the redshirt discussion doesn't matter because he's not staying in college for 5 years.
Exactly.
Right, right. Hey, before I hop off here, you guys talked about somebody saying that this was the golden age of Tennessee basketball. I see it. I mean, if you look at the best men's coaches that Tennessee's ever had, Ray Mears, you know, Bruce Pearl, Don DeVoe, Jerry Green, all guys that, well, I mean, not even Ray Mears had tournament success. Pearl had one and done, and Tobias Harris, I think Barnes has had three. I mean, Tennessee is consistently selling out Thompson Bowling. The numbers, like, College Game Day is not coming here for nothing. They're right. Coming here because basketball matters at Tennessee. Ever since Barnes has been here, we're legitimately in the conversation for postseason play. Has he fell short in the tournament? Yeah. But, Eric, I listened to your show yesterday. Every year, you got to snap and clear. You got to reset. Just because he fell short last year and a few years at Texas when he could have gone further, maybe made one or two more Final Fours, that has nothing to do with this year. I mean, I like where Tennessee basketball is. I mean, they're always in the conversation for being one of the top teams in the SEC and this year in the country. I mean, I think Tennessee fans should just sit back and enjoy success. Have a good one.
Jacob, we appreciate it. I think that sums up everything I wanted to say yesterday. I'll say this. Ray Mears would have had more NCAA tournament accolades if under the current system. Back then, there were only 32 teams from, I believe, most of his coaching career. There were only 32 teams, and only conference champions made it. You're in an era where Kentucky was Kentucky. It's not an excuse, but by the NCAA tournament metric, he would have been more of a legend in today's game. Bruce Pearl had the one and done and had his worst season with him.
Yeah.
That's what's incredible about when Tobias was here. That was Bruce's worst season. Okay, here's the stat from Mike Wilson. We're going to unpack this a little bit more later on. But since Shaker brought it up, here's the stat that I'm referencing when I was talking about that. Mike Wilson, Knoxville News Sentinel. Tennessee is ranked in the top five of the Associated Press poll for the 17th week in the past five seasons. Before Rick Barnes took over at Tennessee, Tennessee had been ranked in the top five of the AP poll 17 times in 70 seasons.
Wow.
So in the last 5 years, Rick Barnes has had Tennessee in the top five in the AP poll for the same amount of weeks that Tennessee had been in it ever.
That is a good stat. That's a good stat. It is.
We'll talk more about that and more about this Tennessee basketball team later on in the show. 865-656-9900 if you want to join us. More of the Eric Gaines Show. When we return, Josh Heupel getting paid. We'll give you the contract terms when we come back on the Eric Gaines Show on the Sports Animal. He will make $9 million a year through January 2029. We're going to have the is the number right discussion in the 10 o'clock hour. But imagine giving a coach a contract for what he's accomplished rather than what you hope he will accomplish.
Oh, what a novel concept. I think there's a combo of a little bit of both in here.
They gave him a bump last year, but he was so ridiculously underpaid because... And to his credit, he was willing to take less when he came here from UCF because it was a raise, but also he was not as proven. Now, I heard some people yesterday say, well, I would have liked to have seen it happen for another year. Okay. Well, he won't have Hendon Hooker next year. Okay. He made Hendon Hooker.
Agreed.
When Hendon Hooker came here, he was a guy. He had done some good things at Virginia Tech.
He was fine.
But not everybody wanted him to transfer to their school. Jeremy Pruitt got him and brought him here.
Josh Heupel saw him practice in the spring and said, I need to go get Joe Milton. So even he didn't know what he could accomplish with him right out the gate.
So Josh Heupel hitched his wagon to Hendon Hooker and got him a contract extension. But I have no problem with a contract extension because now I assume that is how much Josh Heupel can improve quarterback X. And if quarterback X is a five-star...
Look out.
If quarterback X has perhaps the strongest arm we have ever seen in person,
Watch out.
Let's not forget what Joe Milton and the offense did against a really good Clemson defense in the Orange.
Yeah, there's a few people like, oh, it's the ACC. No, Clemson has a good defense.
Clemson has a legitimate defense.
All year long, even in this conference or any conference, they would have been a top-tier defense.
And it took some time to run up points, but over the course of the football game, they ran up points and made it not a close game.
Yeah.
With an offseason, I have no doubt that Josh Heupel and his staff will get Joe Milton to play at a high level. Are they going to win 10 games again next year? I don't know. That's tough to predict. But they're going to have a chance to. They're going to have to improve in some other areas, but they're going to have a chance to. So to me, bringing Josh Heupel to be a top six paid coach in the SEC is a wise thing to do. I don't think you could not do it and expect him to have any loyalty to your school.
Well, okay. It's about the going rate.
Absolutely.
It's a little bit less about what specifically he has done in the first 2 years and what you think he could do in the future. When you compare his winning through 2 years of being here and the improvement of the entire football team, especially the quarterback position, in the first 2 years of him being here, mm-hmm. and you compare him to other coaches in the conference, you just made him a higher paid coach than Mark Stoops at Kentucky. I'm sorry. A winning Tennessee football coach should be making more than a winning Kentucky football coach. Should be. You just pay you put him in the ranking for where he would get power ranked in the conference for coaching.
At $4.5 million, Josh Heupel was the 13th highest paid coach in the SEC.
Which is egregious.
Eli Drinkwitz makes 6. He's stealing. Sam Pittman makes 6. It's tied for 12th. Shane Beamer makes $6.2 million. Hugh Freeze $6.5 million. Billy Napier was getting $7.2 million. Talk about somebody you gave too much money to get him to leave Louisiana.
Josh Heupel came for 4.5. Napier came for 7.2. Yeah, that's not right.
Mark Stoops at $8.6 million. Okay, hot take. Because everybody went, oh, Mark Stoops to do this and this and this. Mark Stoops is stealing. Mark Stoops is making $8.6 million to have Kentucky respectable and know better.
The one thing I'll give him credit for is Kentucky has become a pseudo contender, like a respectable program, every year. That's one thing he's done there. Now, they still have down years, but they aren't like jump up and have a good season and then fall off the map and not go bowl games.
How many times do you think Mark Stoops has won 8 or more games, including a bowl game?
4.
3.
3, okay. He's won 10 twice, though.
He has. Both of the 10th win in both cases coming in a bowl game, but that counts.
That counts.
How many times has Mark Stoops said his team finished the year ranked?
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Twice.
I was going to say 3.
Okay, here's his year by year. 2-10, 5-7, 5-7. 7-6, 7-6, 10-3. 8-5, 5-6, 10-3, 7-6.
So for the most part, 7 wins is kind of your floor. For the most part. And you had one bad year in there lately.
And the 5-6 was the COVID year.
Yeah, so I mean, he's going to get you 7. But okay,
That's not an $8.6 million a year job.
But I was going to say with Heupel making nine, the worst he should ever be is 8-4.
Agreed.
If you have a down year, you're an 8-4 team.
Down year, things have gone against you, all of that. 100%. When you get into it's the Rick Barnes problem. When you get into the level of salary that he is, expectations are higher. If you go 7-5 making $9 million, there had better be a long laundry list of things that went wrong that were outside of your control.
Agreed.
But you go 10-2 in the SEC, beat the ACC champion, beat the two best teams in the SEC West, Alabama and LSU. There's no way you can't be paid at least what some of those coaches are making.
Yeah, 100%.
Lane Kiffin at $9 million. I'm not putting him in the Mark Stoops stealing category because Lane Kiffin has put Ole Miss in rarefied air. He won 10 games for the first time ever
at Ole Miss. I think that both Lane Kiffin and Mark Stoops benefit from the fact that the teams have been terrible and the brand for the teams is not good. And so when they come in and they start doing well, it's only natural to think that only they could do it there. Like, I think it's hard for Barnhart to imagine anyone else coming to Kentucky and having that kind of success. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true at all at Kentucky.
I do think that's true at Ole Miss.
But I think that you're almost rewarding Mark Stoops for building it and getting you out of the dumpster fire that was, but you're paying him $8.6 million for something he already has accomplished, not for something that's coming in the future. Like, if you're going to pay $8, $9, $10 million to a football coach, in my opinion, you need not just be paying for what they've done.
But you expect them to replicate.
You need to pay for what they're going to do in the future. Yeah. And $8.6 million a year, if you're Kentucky, you can't be going 7-5 every 2 years.
No.
But they do. You're that, like, he is worth that money for what he did there. He is not worth that money for what he's going to continue doing there. And that's a tough situation to be in.
Josh Heupel at nine, though, is going to be expected to keep it there, or he's not going to keep his job.
Yeah.
And he knows that.
If he's 8-4 or 9-3 for the foreseeable future, and those are the kind of years he has, then we'll be saying the same thing. We'll say he got the contract because it was terrible before he got here, and he built it, and he deserves credit for that. But what's going to happen in the future?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's worth the nine. I think you're heading in the right direction.
It's fine to be worried about the future. It's not fine to be dominated by your worry about the future. But no, in this
Stoops
case,
has been there so long, you already know he is what he is.
Yeah. You're hope. See, and the problem that Mark Stoops has now is this should have been their year. You had a potential. Well, not a potential. He now is going to be a first round pick at quarterback. For whatever we think of that. And with that first-round quarterback, he went 7-6, 3-5 in the conference.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Because the other thing is, Kentucky's schedule, they play three bad teams and Louisville every year. Okay, that's, in more years than not, should be automatic three, if not automatic four wins. So then to get to the six... To get to 7-6, what we're talking about here, seven regular season wins in 16, 17, 18... 19 and 22, all he has to do is then win three games in the SEC.
Yeah, you go 3-5 in the SEC making $8.6 million. That's too much.
He's finished above 500 in conference play twice in his career. 18 and 21.
And they're willing to pay that money for that. It kind of shows you where they're at.
Fair.
It's almost like they're happy with that.
Josh Heupel's expectation and pressure just went up.
He better be doing a whole lot better than 500 in the SEC.
Yeah. And I think that's his standard. The positive that I see from Josh Heupel is there is no way that he looks at $9 million and goes, well, I've made it. He is still going to go out and earn it every day,
in my opinion.
He was working just as hard at 4.5. He worked just as hard at 5.5, and he'll work just as hard at 9. It's not about the money to him. If it's about the money, then fall offs do happen. I don't think it's about the money for him.
He went $9 million yesterday and was watching a kid's high school basketball game last night, wearing the same black vest and pants that he always
wears all the time.
He's not Jim Harbaugh buying khakis at Walmart. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think money is going to change him at all.
No.
I guarantee he did not go online and order 6 watches yesterday like somebody that used to coach here did when they got their extension.
No.
Just a thought.
He probably wears an Apple Watch because his wife probably wants to make sure he's in good health and taking care of himself.
There's no chance he owns a watch that's more than $250, right?
Yeah. And if he does, it was given to him.
Yeah.
Like everything when you're a football coach. So literally everything.
865-656-9900. We'll read some of your comments from the text box. We'll take your phone calls next on the Eric Haines Show on the Sports Animal.
It's open. Let me throw it. Because most people, even like someone like myself who had a strong arm, you can't make that throw. But you can tweak Milton's eyes a little bit. And you got to have time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a lot of time to sit there and stroke one 60, 70 yards down the field. But he can wait a little longer for something to develop. Yeah, like a deep calm V routes or double post routes where you have these deep crossers and the free safety. If he settles his feet on the deep crossing route, then you throw that deep post route over his head. And it takes a little time for that to develop because you got to force the safety to squat and drive on the crossing route, on the over route. So when you're reading it, often you have to, it's not a guess, but if he just squares off a little bit, then you can throw it. But that route, the deep ball on stuff like that, rarely gets thrown. It just hardly ever gets thrown. That's how Brett Favre used to throw it a lot. Aaron Rodgers has thrown it a lot. Josh Allen. I mean, you have to have like a complete cannon
right
to sit there and wait, and then rip one that far. Because the throw isn't a lollipop. It's like a driving deep ball, which is Joe's specialty. So you'll see some of those. He threw 2 of those this year. I forget who caught them. Deep balls that were like 60 yards in the air and they weren't even that high in the air. Like a line drive, 60-yard throw.
Yeah.
There's a handful of guys in the world that can even do that.
And you got one of them on your football team.
He happens to be one of them, yeah.
Hour number 2 of the Eric Haines Show is coming up next. 865-656-9900. If you want to join us, we talk about Josh Heupel's new contract. It's Big Topic Wednesday on hour number 2 of the show coming up next.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.